Jake, man, you just came back from Japan, and you've presented us with these chips. It's the way we know they're chips is because there is pictures of potatoes on the front and pictures of ice cream. Everything else is in Japanese text. Tell me, where did you...
We kind of think they're chips, right? Like, I don't know. I picked them up, and I like had to look at them for a few minutes. I was like, I think these are chips, and I think they're going to taste like ice cream. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, the texture of what's inside would appear to be chips. How are you going with that microphone, Josh? Let's see if it works. Say something, bro.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Yeah! Intern Josh doing the intern things and learning on the job, a.k.a. plugging in microphones, man. Is that a rewarding moment for
very
you?
Very rewarding.
Do you get a badge for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, no, not in this program, man. Oh. We're only negative reinforcement only on Monday. I'm just kidding. All right, let's crack these open. I'm expecting big things. I'm telling you what, are you guys fans of ice cream in general? Because I'm a huge fan.
Yes.
Oh,
to the point where I would be very upset if this didn't taste like ice cream.
What's your favorite flavor?
You know, it's I'm kind of a boring guy. Like, I really just love... if it's a cool kind of chocolate ice cream, I really like it. I think cookies and cream goes hard up there. I think the kind of like hazelnutty, Nutella-y sort of ones go hard as well. But these here, whoa. We got a sniff. They're looking all right. These are mini little chip things. They sort of look like a fruit, like a dried fruit almost.
They're like quite, a bit of quite a, thick. Like a dried banana.
Yeah,
like
that's
like
what
really
I exactly
flat banana.
Exactly what I was thinking of.
Oh, they definitely don't smell like chips. So I think that's a good
sign. I can
sign.
Hear that good chippy crunch.
That's going hard, the crunch. But
what?
This doesn't taste like ice cream.
They smell like there's another Asian dessert out there. It's like a chip. It's like a waffle chip, and it smells kind of like that. They all have a very similar sort of sugary smell.
Yeah, right. It's definitely like it's definitely sweet. In
these
not
are biscuits.
In not a sickly way, yeah. But come on, vanilla ice cream all over the front of it. You got. I said this earlier in the show that... All this stuff, it claims to taste like something, and then we waltz in thinking, oh, this one will be the one that does taste like the packet, and again, I'm annoyed and disappointed.
Yeah, they make the packets look too good these days. They need to lower it down a bit.
And it does actually say vanilla ice cream on the packet.
Really?
Mm.
Are you reading that in Japanese?
Been sorely misled. Indeed, indeed.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Man. Vanilla ice cream, but not. It tastes like a dried banana.
Yeah, let me have another crack at this one.
This just goes to show, you know, just judge a book by its cover. Save the money, don't buy it. Because it's just not going to be what you want it to be.
But we did judge it by its cover, and it doesn't taste like its cover.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You know what I mean? It's so annoying.
I still want to keep eating them, though.
Look, like that aside, they do taste pretty good for what they are.
They're definitely vanilla chips. There's definitely, like, vanilla essence in them.
Mm, for sure.
Yeah.
But at that point, you just have, like, a vanilla biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is there salt on them? Maybe if we put them in the fridge, we'd get, like, closer to what they should be.
It tastes like
Does
a waffle
Does it say
cone.
Serve chill anywhere on there?
Not that I can see.
This tastes like a waffle cone, I reckon.
Yeah.
It totally definitely. Does.
That's what I'm thinking. So
it's like a squashed vanilla cone.
That's the ice cream element of it, but it doesn't taste like vanilla. To me, look, I think... taste, it is quite good though. I'd probably still give it an 8 for taste, even though I'm pissed.
I'd probably give it a 7 because I can't decide if it's banana or vanilla.
Yeah.
I'm thoroughly enjoying it anyway.
Yeah. What about you, man? Because you had a lot of food over there in Japan. Where does this rank in your culinary times?
Okay, so when... I don't know. I went to Japan and we actually just ate ramen every day.
Yeah.
I went to a Japanese restaurant last time. I'm like, I actually don't know what any of this is because we only ate ramen. But ramen, I know a bowl of ramen from a bag of imitation chips. I don't know. Yeah, super sweet. I was told while I was there with a mate that a lot of the sweets there are actually just like sort of geared towards a Japanese palate, which is used to less sweet treats.
Like so sort like, of like fish and savory and...
I guess just their sorts of lollies and stuff aren't as intense.
Really?
Say compared to like American lollies that are just loaded with sugar.
Yeah.
So like might kill you.
In Japan, you definitely have like the popular things like the umeboshi plum, which is kind of like a sour plum, so it's not particularly sweet. And I think a lot of Asian palates really are geared towards sort of more sour desserts or just not particularly sweet.
Mm. Right. Man, I didn't know that. We're learning. This is, but you know what? My palate.
Cultural excursion.
My palate says try harder. I don't know, Josh. Man, you got the microphone on deck, but how's the mouth going?
Yeah,
is it
I'm
flexing?
Digging it. I like it, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I like the look.
Are you as annoyed as I am that it doesn't taste exactly how it's supposed to?
I'm a little bit disappointed because that packaging looks pretty great. Like,
yeah.
Got the scoops of vanilla ice cream, a chip sort of falling onto it.
Yeah, look, they've really gone hard to mislead us, that's for sure. They put a lot of effort into that. But, man, I think appearance-wise, the chip is just a chip. No comment, man.
It's kind of a grody chip, dude.
It looks like a soggy
pretty
chip.
Pretty discolored.
Yeah. Just noticed, actually, on the packet, I don't think they're made from just, like, the classic, like, chat potato that we expect. It looks like it might be a white sweet potato. It's right up the top. It's got, like, a potato. It's kind of, like, a purpley color.
Yeah, right.
So I think that maybe they're actually made from a sweet potato, which is why we're like, it's not quite right.
Well, that being said, it looks disgusting, the chips. So I think... You know, like a 3. If I saw that in a bowl and I didn't know what was in it, I'd be like, what the hell's wrong with you? And the packet itself, you know, it looks okay. Like, actually, the packet's cool, but I don't know.
Packet's cool. There's not a lick of English on there, so, like, yeah. I don't know. But thankfully, Angie has deciphered a bunch of it for us.
Yeah, we'll be without that. So, I think in terms of marketability, this would go hard just based on the idea that it's chocolate, vanilla, whatever flavoured chips, but you just have to deliver.
Yep.
You know, I can tell everyone, it's like when you, it's like when you go on a date with someone and you talk yourself up the whole time, and whether it be in a sort of romantic way or just like, I have a good job and I have a good house and yeah, and then eventually they're going to find, it's like why pickup artists don't work, because you'll be like, yeah, I'm good at magic and I'm passionate about magic. You want to see a magic trick? And they do, and then you go home and there's just no magic in your house at all. And they're like, why? Where's all the stuff you were passionate about? You can't keep up the lie forever. Eventually you will get caught. So this is where the court has happened, the catching.
Like when we open the pack.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm live on air.
Exactly. They talked us up. They had us going. And then look at this. Just.
That's a pretty bad date, Chips.
Yeah.
I'm not calling you again.
No. I'm not telling all my friends as well that the chip packet talked itself up. I was expecting some good game. And that's what we didn't get.